Feingold's Resolution. This is Jav Parrish. The progressive blogosphere has been abuzz this week with support for Senator Russ Feingold's introduction to the Senate Monday of a resolution to censure the president over his admitted role in illegally ordering the warrantless NSA monitoring of Americans in violation of the 1978 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The FISA Act was passed precisely to prevent abuses of power like this. It is easily and rapidly invoked, and Bush has never given a rational explanation as to why he chose to refuse to invoke it. Feingold's action was explicitly directed not just to Senate Republicans, who acted last week not only to refuse to investigate the scandal, but instead to try to legitimize it, but also at Senate Democrats, who on this, as on so many other issues regarding Bush, have failed to stand up and be counted. This measure forces that, which is why, after caving in on NSA, Alito, corruption reform, and the Patriot Act reauthorization in the last 3 months alone, bloggers are so delighted. Is this motion a calculated political move by Feingold? Of course. But it's completely risk-free for him. Even if no other senator signs on, it makes Bush and Senate Republicans look bad, and it separates Feingold from other Senate Democrats. Feingold wants to be elected president in 2008. To that end, he's not only attracting publicity and gaining free media and name recognition, but he's doing something that John Kerry and Al Gore, pick two random names, didn't do before their presidential runs. Showing that he can stand up and lead, that he will take risky and potentially unpopular actions in service of something he believes is right. But this is neither risky nor unpopular. Liberal radio talk show host Ed Schultz, who tends to appeal to a male, red state Democratic listener, estimated that at least 90% of his listeners would support this. Polls by Zogby, the only major polling firm that has bothered to ask the question, have consistently shown that more than half of Americans believe that if Bush broke the law, he should be impeached. For endless reasons, there's tremendous popular anger and frustration with George Bush. Remarkably, it's taken over 5 years for any Senate Democrat to try and tap into it. Now, one has. A 2008 presidential aspirant, no less. The question now falls to other Senate Democrats. Which side are you on? Predictably, miserably, few other Democratic senators have announced support for Feingold's measure. Most of them have run like scared rabbits, as usual. Which is exactly why, unless there's a magic transference of Feingold's backbone to his congressional colleagues, and soon, Democrats are not about to win back either House in 2006. Voters will choose incompetent, corrupt leaders over incompetent, corrupt followers every day of the week. It's up to Democrats to do what Feingold has, to show that they're not incompetent, they're not corrupt, and most of all, that they stand for something. It might help if the majority of Americans who support Feingold on this measure did something other than answer polls, post to blogs, or gripe at the dinner table. Call, write, fax, and email senators. Call talk shows, write letters to editors, get out on the streets, be visible, spread the word that holding the President of the United States accountable for his actions under the law is not only constitutionally mandated, is not only good for the country, but is also good politics. And that regardless of party, if the people currently in Congress won't do their jobs in this respect, they'll be replaced by people who will. For 3 months now, every legal expert outside Bush's orbit has been repeating the same five words. President broke the law. Finally, someone in the Senate is acting like the phrase means something. The American people, by and large, are with him. It's a pity that, so far, the rest of his so-called opposition party isn't. Perhaps they can be convinced. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.